You're listening to the ELT Chat Podcast. Hello and welcome to the ELT Chat Podcast. Firstly, let me apologise for the lateness. It's my fault, I went on holiday. Sorry about that. Your regular podcast will be along in a couple of weeks, but before that, I really wanted to share some great stuff from the ITFL conference with you. Now, I know this might seem like ancient history, but I thought these recordings were too good not to share. Firstly, you're going to hear podcast regular Sandy Millen's ITFL Diary, which I'm sure you'll love. Also, one of the highlights was obviously the ELT Chat Symposium, and after, I spoke to speakers Sharon Hartle and Sean Wilden and asked them to reflect on how they thought it had gone. Also, Dina Dobru asked three teachers who were new to Twitter and ELT Chat for their opinions.
It's Sunday the 18th of March and I arrived in Glasgow for IATFL this afternoon. I spent the afternoon exploring the city because I've never been here before, and I visited the Willow Tea Rooms, which was designed by Charles Rennie Mackintosh in the Art Deco style. It's a really interesting place to visit. And then this evening I've been to a meal with other people from the Learner Autonomy SIG, who I've never met before, so that was really interesting for me to meet people who weren't from Twitter, even though I'm looking forward to meeting all the Twitter people tomorrow. It's the 19th of March, and today was the first day of the conference, or, well, strictly, it was the pre-conference events day. So I spent the day with the Learner Autonomy Special Interest Group, and I saw a lot of interesting examples of people enacting learner autonomy in their groups. I learned about logbooks, which I'd never heard of before, and I saw lots of interesting examples of logbooks produced by students, which included vocabulary that they wanted to learn and evaluations of their lessons, as well as their own learner-produced texts. And that's something that I definitely think I'll be taking into my own classroom. And I also saw Scott Thornbury do a talk, which was one of the things that I'd been looking forward to before I came to the conference. But the best thing today was seeing lots of the faces from ELT Chat, including four or five people who I'd never met before, and just putting moving bodies to some of the small profile pictures that I'd seen before. That's one of the best things about coming to the conferences like this. So it's the end of day three. The day started with a very, very, very fast plenary by Stephen Thorne about online gaming and how useful it can be for the English classroom, and about research he did based on World of Warcraft. It was absolutely fascinating, but I don't think he breathed for an hour. After that, I saw Jeremy Harmer speak, which is something I've wanted to do for a long time. He did it completely without PowerPoint, which was a welcome break. And he enraptured us with a talk about six key questions in EFL and really made you come away thinking, and he didn't need PowerPoint. It was excellent. Also today I've seen Leo Sullivan talk about ways of revising lexical collocation, something I've always wondered about. I saw Tessa Woodward do an excellent presentation about thinking in the EFL class, backed up by her book from Hibling Publishers, or Hibling Publishers, which I then went and bought because it was brilliant. And I also saw Ken Wilson speak, and again, that's something I've wanted to do for a long time, with 10 quotations to make you think, which they did. I tried to go to the ELT Chat Symposium, but it was full. So I really hope we're going to see some new people around ELT Chat now. And the rest of the day I have spent chatting. I have spent socialising with all of the people I've met from Twitter. I met Jim Scrivener today. I met Dave Willis, who's written about the lexical approach, although he's not on Twitter yet. And this evening I went to the excellent Pachachka evening, which was represented by at least five tweeters, counting Jeremy, sorry. And I was so happy that Jeremy based his talk around ELT pics. It was a great advert for ELT pics, and it was very strange seeing one of my photos on a huge screen in front of about 500-600 people and broadcast around the world to I don't know how many people. Very strange, but very cool. Thank you very much, Jeremy, for doing that. I've had another excellent day. One more day left, and I don't want it to end. I'm enjoying myself so much. It was the last day of IA TEFL today, and I'm really sad that it's over. But it's been, at the same time, it's been a really great, really exhilarating, invigorating week, and very inspirational at the same time. This morning started off with a plenary by James Easel about brain-based teaching, which I'd heard about before but didn't really know what it was, and about how the physical changes in your brain are very important when you're learning things. It was really fascinating. I'd really like to read his book now. Then the three sessions which I went to were about teaching phrasal verbs, examining ELT blogging practices, why teachers blog, and about teaching adult beginners, which is really important for me because I'm about to take over a multilingual beginners class, which will be interesting, and of course I will blog about. And the final plenary was by Derek Dick, also known as Fish from the band Marillion. And he told us a bit about his life and then performed a few songs. It was very strange going to a rock concert at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But at the same time, it was a really great way to end the session. He had us all up and dancing at one point, dancing like ballerinas at one point. And then afterwards, I spent the whole afternoon and evening with people from ELT Chat and Twitter, just chatting in pubs. It's been really great and one of my favourite parts of the conference. And I'm really sad that it's over. I don't really want to go back to work now. I've had such a great week. And I hope you've enjoyed hearing these diaries from the conference.
Hello. Could you please tell us, first of all, where you come from and your name?
My name is Saleh Al-Rifa'i from Egypt. My job is a counselor of English at the Ministry of Education. I came here for the first time to Scotland.
And how are you enjoying the conference so far?
Extremely enjoyable, really. I benefited much from it, from all the sessions that I have attended. Lecturers are incomparable. But the time is not too much to benefit from much more than we expect, because only 4 days. The conference is 4-day conference.
What did you think of a ELT chat symposium? Was this the first time that you heard about hashtagging?
Yeah, really. It's the first time for me to hear about hashtagging, and I never experienced it before. All what I use, the email, because of I am always too busy working hard in the Ministry of Education, because we have no time even to eat, because we are all day working, and maybe some nights we are asked to come to do much urgent things.
Would you consider joining ELT Chat and the community that has developed?
Just now I realized how much beneficial would it be for me, because I need it to minimize the time and the effort exerted.
Minimize exactly? What did you mean by that?
Shorten the time, and...
How do you think you can do that by using hashtagging?
If it is available for me, I can chat with other people, not waiting for the time being convenient for them, because I think most of the Egyptians are equipped with modern equipment today.
So we would expect to see you on our ELT chat discussion soon?
I hope so.
Thank you very much.
Not at all.
Okay, hello. Could you just tell us where you come from and how you enjoyed our symposium?
I'm coming from part of a university, and I enjoyed it. I don't know anything about tweeting or Twitter, hashes, and I'm seeing that I could be really interested in it.
Would you consider joining us on Wednesdays?
Do I have to do it on a thing like that? Can I do it on a computer?
Definitely. This is just. You can follow it on a computer.
On a computer. Well, that's something that I wasn't quite sure about, that if I could, I had to have an iPod or something that was portable that I was running around with, because I don't have an iPad or that kind of a gadget yet. My son does tell me that I do have to get one, though, so.
No, it's something you can follow on the computer. Oh. It's twice on Wednesdays. So
What time is it on Wednesday?
12 and 9 GMT.
Oh, okay.
So but there's always
one and.
Will you be using the resources that are up on our blog?
I think I will definitely go to see what they have there. Yes, I'm going to look at Sharon Hartle's page, and I'm going to see what I have in there and see how things are summarized. And I think that's a great idea.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Hello. Can you tell us some things about yourself and where you come from?
Sure. I come from Vancouver, Canada. I work at the University of British Columbia. I'm interested in professional development, so I was really interested to see something new, and I don't know a lot. I know what Twitter is. I've never used it, so I was curious to see what it was.
What do you think hashtagging can do for you?
I've just discovered that there's a whole world out there that I can connect with. I know that I can connect with them, but it was how. In the past, I've always just Googled things and, you know, through conferences met people. But this just seems to open up a whole world of opportunity for meeting people.
Would you consider joining us on Twitter?
Yes, definitely. I was just looking it up on my iPod to see if I could do it. But I don't have internet connection right now, so I can't. But I certainly will be.
Thank you very much. Hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
So I'm now joined by Sharon Hartle. She's just come out from the ELT Chat Symposium. So, Sharon, can you give us an idea of what you spoke about today?
Yeah, I was looking on a personal view of ELT Chat. So I was talking about my own professional development and how social networking has opened that up. And one of the things I noticed or I thought about was its relationships and the relationships between people that develop through the chat. That's one of the big things for me.
And so how did you feel the symposium went?
I think it went very well. I mean, a lot of people tried to get in who didn't get in, but we were also encouraging people to go out and come back in, and they were doing that too. And I think the talks flowed on one from the other, because we started with the ideas behind ELT Chat, then we moved on to the hashtags and then my experience, and then moved on to other forms of social networking. So I think it was quite, logical.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get a good response from the people who were here.
I mean, I wasn't sure whether it would be an audience of ELT chatters, and there were quite a few people, but there were also a lot of people there who don't know much about Twitter, and I think they learnt something about it, so hopefully we'll see them participating and not terrified of technology, because this is the thing.
Fingers crossed. So, just in general, have you been having a good time at the conference?
Yeah, I've been having the ELT chat party was great. Unfortunately, I can't remember what time I went home. Maybe I shouldn't say this in a public interview, but never mind. And I've been to some really good talks on a whole range of things. So, yeah. But I love the IATEFL conference because I always go back with something and I feel energized when I get home, which is great.
Okay, thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm joined now by Sean Wilden. So, Sean, you presented at the ELT Chat Symposium yesterday. What did you speak about?
The main theme of the talk was about what hashtagging could do as a resource for a teacher. I was trying to take a sort of humorous view of why people dislike it, dislike hashtagging, and why people like hashtagging, and what benefits we could get from following a hashtag, and how it can help you as a teacher find resources, and basically the purpose of hashtagging in relation to ELT chat.
Yeah, I understand you had a very insightful and interesting video somewhere in that presentation.
The one in the middle, you mean, or you're referring to the one? since this is a podcast and you probably haven't seen the talk, James is referring possibly to the last video, which was himself, which we'll put on the blog so you can judge how insightful it was. But it was wise words to finish the talk, I thought, yes.
I did my best, so.
Yeah, certainly.
What about the whole symposium? How do you feel it went? It's the day after now. So, how do you feel about it?
Well, I'm positively about it. I mean, I think the fact that ELT Chat being only a year old, and we've already sort of managed to have a symposium. I mean, we wanted to, as we said yesterday, it sort of came out of a joke almost. Somebody said, "You should do this at IETFL," and we did. And I mean, to when we started the day yesterday, the room was standing room only, and you know that was a real buzz to know that we'd created that kind of buzz about ELT Chat, and sort of tying that into the conference. I think we tried this year to sort of bring broaden the name of ELT Chat to people that didn't know, and I really think that helped, and you know, people were talking about ELT Chat, so. That was interesting. I mean, you as a teacher and a teacher trainer, you always reflect on things anyway. So we'd spent some time talking about the symposium as a whole, and maybe we'll do a few things differently. But wow, there were six really dynamic presentations. Really, I thought, you know, well done, professional. And if you followed some or all of it, then you would have got a lot out of it. I think whether you're an ELT chat person or not, there was something in there for everyone. And I was talking last night to the person who organises symposiums, and I didn't actually realise it was that difficult to actually get a symposium onto the programme. So I think we should be pleased with how it went and the attendance we got and the buzz it got with it. So all good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was there, and I think on behalf of all the ELT chatters, I think the moderators and Sharon did a fantastic job.
Amazing. I mean, Sharon's especially, because obviously the moderators are all sort of teacher trainers in their own right and, you know, do conferences and so on. But I mean, and Sharon's personal view, I think, is the one that people should possibly take out of it, because it really showed, you know, when she showed her very first tweet as she jumped into ELT chat, I think we all did a great job. But I really liked Sharon's, because it sort of gave the people in the room that, oh, this is how it begins, and this is what you can go from it with, which was good. Yeah. It was nice to have in it.
It was a fantastic event, so congratulations.
No, thank you, and thank you for all your hard work and doing it and making sure that we got the podcast, which I must listen to on the way home, with it. It's been a good conference, and I think we've really done the ELT chat name well, and hopefully it sort of will spark us on to make even further improvements in it and bring more to teachers over the next year. Yeah.